Hello, Margaret. We're still having people come in here, so we don't have the whole committee here yet.
Oh, we are now.
But glad to see that you're logged in.
This is actually a Stephanie.
Stephanie.
It's just that somehow the Seal Trust always has her name on when we zoom in from the Zoom meeting. I'm so sorry, but I was trying to change the name, but I couldn't get it to change. So this is Stephanie, and this is Stephanie Lawler. But
Great, Stephanie. We're delighted to have you, and we're still waiting for people to show up here. It's Noe, and oh, hi, Margaret. It's kind of snowy here, or Stephanie, and I imagine people are being a little slow getting here in the snow, so. Yeah, it was pretty slippery out. New fresh snow on ice, you know.
We have the same thing. We have about 3 or 4 inches now, so I'm sure you probably have more. So
Yeah, you've got more than we do, I think. So,
okay. Cool. Can you boost the volume? Is it will it go any higher than?
yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Sent a reminder to everybody and yesterday, so I hope everybody remember. I know Susan Warner. I talked to her this morning. She's going to be here.
Oh,
Yeah, I
good.
don't know
That's
if he's
good.
there yet,
Yeah.
but I know Larry called me yesterday and he was planning on being there in person too.
Larry, yeah, thanks, Liesl. Normally you can change the names, but for some reason I cannot change the name on this. So you're just gonna just have to
Yeah.
I think I might be able to change it for
Well,
you. I
remember
just
you're
need to know
Stephanie
about
rather than Margaret, as it said.
And she might show up, but she has a meeting. She's in a meeting right now, so
Yeah.
she'd come
That's
by phone.
it mentioned that she might be, and so that's why I thought it might actually be Margaret. So now we got more members coming in here. Here's Larry and
There you go, Stephanie.
Susan.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for changing that. Thank you.
Aha. Oh.
There we are. Thank you.
Sometimes it's the power of the super host, I guess. I don't know.
Hold on, guys. Thank you, guys. Love to hear.
Hello.
Hi, Colleen.
Colleen, hi.
Lost my thumb drive.
Oh,
I
we.
don't remember taking it out of this case, but somebody I went
Well, we can
over.
probably get you another one. So,
Okay. I don't hate my thumb drive. Yeah.
Susan, pull up the table.
I will, sir.
Yeah.
Take your shoes.
Here's some somebody wants to grab an agenda. We have Tanner.
And it looks like she's put Liesl has left binders and thumb drive on
Yes,
you.
right over here, these three.
Good. This.
Yeah, one found the Houston for my stands last month, all clear.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Line out.
Good way to celebrate 2005. Yes.
No, figure out works.
Hey, Shelly.
Hey, Tanner. Yeah, I'd met you quite some time ago, but it's been a long time. Well, have a seat anywhere here. Here's our agenda.
Can we turn up the engine a little bit?
There's a blind M5 one piece for you.
Okay, thank you.
See, we're still waiting. Still expecting Kathy here.
Is Liesl?
Here she comes.
Is Liesl here?
No. She started it, and she's actually monitoring online, but she won't be in here the whole time.
I was just curious about the, I emailed her this morning and asked her about if Hank had dropped off the history, which I should have checked before, but I don't know.
Don't
think she emailed me back.
Liesl, are you on there right now still?
Yeah, I'm working on getting your agenda posted so we have it with the recording. What was the question? I was off today technically, so I have not checked my email yet, but I might be able to answer it.
Pauline has a question for you here before we start.
But I can't hear you very well, so they can interpret for me. Well, I had emailed you early this morning, and I apologize for doing it last minute, but I about whether or not Hank Lentford had dropped off the TNC lands history. He was gonna, he said, oh, I got it on a thumb drive and I'll just drop it off. I talked to him in October, but he was out on the island, and he said he was gonna do it when he came back.
Not to the best of my knowledge, but my memory can be fuzzy sometimes. So I have a place where I would have put it if he did, but I would have to look at it in person when I'm there. It's not an easy. I can look in Monday and tell you, but I
you want to say Monday. She has to. She'd have to look there.
But okay, I would double check two places.
Yeah, it's my fault for doing it so last minute. I actually didn't even think about it until when Kathy and I met yesterday. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. Well. Well, it looks like we got everybody here. We'll call the meeting to order at 1:08. And our volunteer secretary, Shelley Owen, is taking minutes. And at some point, we'll have to leave early. And I understand Colleen is going to take over on the minutes after that.
Oh.
And so we
say that, yeah.
So we have we're recording this using the Zoom to record this. Plus, we have Stephanie Lawler on from Southeast Alaska Land Trust, and we'll probably adjust our agenda to let her to do that piece of it earlier than I listed. But we have present at the meeting members John Berry, new member Tanner Horst, new member Larry Landry, Colleen Stansberry, Kathy Strevler, Susan Warner, myself, and as I mentioned, Shelley Owen, who's not a committee member but helps us by taking notes, is here. And also Mayor Sally McLaughlin sitting in. And so welcome, Mayor. And online, we have Stephanie Lawler from Southeast Alaska Land Trust. So that's who's in the meeting right now, at least. And does everybody have an agenda that I've handed out? Is everybody here in the room, at least? Yeah. Okay. So the first thing I had on the list was to welcome Tanner and Larry. And glad to have you join the committee. And it's wonderful for the first time to have all committee members here.
Everybody knows, and I think you guys, we're also bringing in like 26,000 from just from us for this project. So the project is going to actually be more than 30,000, but that part is the part that we're going to be paying for in upholding.
Indeed.
Yeah, substantial, and we really appreciate the work that you're doing for our community and to make this possible. So
we're excited about this. We really want to make this happen. But this is something that's been on our list for a while. So we're very excited about it, and we hope that it's going to be a wonderful community project.
Should we ask her then to give us more idea of how we're going forward with this?
Yeah, that would be good. And in particular, if you could talk about, Margaret has been talking about having her eye on a North American Wetlands Conservation Act grant.
Yes.
That is federal money that you all have your eye on. It's already been allocated federal funding that's made available for distribution, and you all are going to work out an application for that. So, Stephanie, yes. Why don't you tell us what y'all are going to be doing for the next 3 months?
Okay, well, first of all, Margaret and I are going to be talking with the De Beers next week, starting the conversation about what is it that they want to see in their conservation easement for this temporary one. And and answer any questions. I know Donna probably has a lot of questions, and so we'll answer all of her questions and get that started. It's a process that takes a little while, back and forth, to figure out what all the restrictions are and what the the different things that are needed in the conservation easement. And then in the meantime, I will start the title process to get a really good title on the property. And I think that we need a defined survey. And I believe that Ben has been working on that, getting an updated survey done. He had a surveyor do work on the property. And so we will try and get that from him, because I think we need a really good understanding of where the boundaries are for everything, illegal boundaries. And then I think that this is going to take a while. I mean, doing the discussions with the De Beers, and then getting the title search and getting our hands on an actual survey will take us in through March. And then we can't do the baseline document report until we have no snow on the ground and there's, actually some plant growth. So we do that probably in the end of April. It depends on how things look there. And that's a good question for you guys. When do you guys think that's kind of like the spring thaw timeframe? What would be a good time for us to come out? What is the baseline time for when there's no snow on the ground and you have plant growth?
May. I think we're all nodding about May.
Okay. Okay. So maybe we'll make it that do the come out for the baseline report in early May. Maybe we want to try and get it as done as soon as possible, so we can get this process done. Because once we have the baseline document report done, then we can sign the conservation easement, and that will be the finish of that section of that process. Then we have to turn around and start working on the permanent easement, and that's where the NACA grant comes in. That grant opens up in the beginning, well, around March. They don't have a defined date for opening yet, but they said March, early April, but it does close on July 10th. So we will start that process as soon as it opens up, and we get all the information as to what we need to provide. And we will work on it until hopefully we'll get it in before the last day, but sometimes things take a little time. And the NACA grant is a very large, they want a lot of information, and it's something that we will probably do. I think the Beer property is going to be the mainstay for this NACA grant, but we might add on a couple other different pieces, because they tend to want to have a large multi dimensional projects, and because the larger impact they can provide, the better for them. So they want to be able to give money to that would have a bigger impact. So we might add on a couple of more different properties in with this for the temporary easement on the DeBoer. But I don't know. We have to look at that and kind of strategize and see what we can do. And I'll know more about that in March when I find out what the RFP is for this go around. But one of the things that we can do, we thought about maybe doing a Zoom meeting that you guys can host a Zoom meeting with the Gustavian people, getting them to with Dan and, you know, with Anna, having a maybe a GIS map open so that we can pinpoint where are the areas that are really important to the people of Gustavus. What sections and where, what do they use the different areas for, so that when we write the BDR report, we can focus on those and make sure that those are well documented. And that'll also help us define the what we need to put into the easement too. So maybe you guys can host something like that in maybe March, so that we can do that before, or April, before we come out to actually do the BDR, so that we can have that knowledge before coming out. Another thing we thought about doing is maybe doing a survey for the stakeholders and community members. To everybody, so that they can bring in their ideas about what areas are very important to them in the DeBoer property, or what do they want to, you know, what is important to them for this particular project. And we can send out a survey if that, or you guys can do that. It doesn't matter to us. I just thought that maybe those might be some opportunities to hear from people in Gustavus what they really, how they use the land and what they want to see. So starting in March, Bailey and I will start the NACA project and the NACA application. And until then, I'll be talking with Ben and Donna and doing the title search, getting a survey, and figuring out what we need to do for writing the baseline document report. So in a nutshell, that's what's the next few months are going to be.
That's great. And just for the record here, for people who don't know, Stephanie Lawler, your job title there at CEALT is Conservation Lands Manager. Is that correct?
And Conservation Manager. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And Dan Heisel, he's our stewardship specialist, and he's the one who will be writing the BDR with my help, because he goes out and will actually be doing the surveying of the land. And Margaret and I will be working on the discussions for the conservation easements, and then I will be doing the legwork for doing the title search and going out and doing the things that we need to do, sending out paperwork to the lawyer and such like that.
I see some. The mayor has a question to ask.
Okay.
Thank you. I would just like to, in an effort to start to move this process away from this committee and away from the city involvement, and make it, put the emphasis on CEALT working with the landowners, I would like to request that any Zoom meetings, which is awesome. I love the idea of having a Zoom meeting for the community and or a survey. Both would be great. But I would like to request that come from CEALT rather than from our end.
Okay, we can do that. That's no problem. Yeah, we can do that.
We
need your help a little bit. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
I just said Colleen has a question.
It's a very simple question. Okay. I just want to be sure that I'm clear that you're saying that CEALT might be interested in including other lands in this?
Oh, no, it's not in the temporary easement, but for our NACA grant, for the NAWCA grant, because the federal government, for this particular grant, they like to see larger, you get more, I guess, more points and a better chance of actually getting the money awarded to us if you have a larger project area with multiple properties, so that there's a bigger impact. So the federal money goes to a bigger impact. So it's not for the temporary easement. That's a separate thing between Sealt and DeBoers. And but for doing the NACA grant for the permanent easement, we might pull in some other properties or more conservation easements that we have kind of on our list of properties in this area. And that, and we're talking from Juneau, we'll take basically all of northern southeast Alaska. So it's just, we do a bigger bigger swatch of land, and that has NACA tends to like that much more, and they will, we have a better chance of getting awarded the money if we do that.
Do I understand that the NACA wants a one-to-one match?
They do.
And so that other SEAL projects would be part of their application process.
That would help with that, and the fact that we already have that we would have the temporary easement in place would also help for that. So all of that will make it, you know, give us extra points in the application process, which is wonderful. the more points we can get, the better.
Cassie Strebler has a question for you.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Thank you for all your work on this. I have a few questions. Okay. So about the NACA grant and the match that Susan just brought up, does the $21,000 that the city endowment grant just gave us, plus the $9,000 if we get private donations, plus the $26,000 that you just put in, does all that count towards our match?
I believe it does. That's my question that I need to check with the NACA manager and ask her, you know, we have one for Alaska, and check with her and make sure that that is. But I'm pretty sure that it does. So that's why it's like, yay, that's great, because that helps with all of that. Yes. So those are the things that we have to start strategizing for. And then any other properties that we have coming in, because my other properties we might have be as a donation. So then we can use that donation as part of the overall, the overall match.
Strategy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm also wondering if that NACA grant will allow for outright purchase of properties, or does it just allow for leases?
No, it does outright purchases and then the conservation easements, and it will accommodate both of those.
Okay.
So you could have a mix across all the.
Yes.
There's our central concern for the Beach Meadows here, long term, and then there are some other private owners here in Gustavus that I know are interested in possibly offering land into a protective status of some kind that could go into your second phase, your NACA grant. And then also you would expand it across more of Southeast to where lands here in Gustavus would be a piece of a bigger project.
Yes. I think that we might, that might be way we go. And like I said, we have to look at it and see if we can get enough, if there's people within Gustavus, the area itself, that, hey, they want to also be involved in the NACA, the overall NACA project, then we can maybe just make the circle smaller, but we'll see. What's the best way that we can get that one-to-one match? Doing it, they require that it has to be one-to-one, but if you get more than one-to-one, that's even better. You get extra points for that. So whatever we can do to make it.
Yeah, we like an extra point. Yep.
Well,
yeah. So whatever we can do to make it, you know, make it more viable, make our have the strongest application possible. That's what we're going to, you know, do.
The core interest, you know, I think we've got to be careful, especially with our public here, to understand What pieces are city responsibility or city piece related to the grant? That's and of course the big concern here is the DeBoer Beach Meadows, the DeBoer properties that were accreted lands that the community uses. And that's what the community's interest is in. And we have, as I see it, a phase one is the temporary conservation easement for those specific lands.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And it's a two-year project, and it's a discrete project for that period of time. And then it's essentially done. And that during that time, we're hoping that we have enough time for you to proceed with the family to come up with some long-term protective measures. And of course, the community be interested in that too. But we need to make sure that in our communications to them, they're clear which part of the of this bigger picture we're talking about, so that we don't get too much confusion going on. It's people are already a little bit confused about what we're doing, and we have to do a better job of involving the public and making sure that they you know are behind it. But it's my read that we've got strong public interest in protecting those lands over the long term. Not everybody agreed with how we ought to go about it. And some didn't like our particular idea of doing a lease or a temporary conservation thing. So there are different, while people generally appreciate those lands and hope they'll stay open, there's a wide range of opinion about how to go about that.
Yes.
So
yes. So I read that on a meeting. It was there was a lot. Yes.
Yeah. I think you tuned in, so you saw.
Yeah.
So that requires us to be very specific about what we're doing and what pieces particularly apply to this initial project, the 2 year temporary lease thing, and then things that are related to going beyond that. We need to differentiate that in our communications.
I agree. Yes. So what this is all about is just the temporary easement. So your involvement is the endowment to pay for the temporary easements to the DeBoer family, and then us to get that process done, and just for the 2 years, and then the 2 years is just there so that we have the time frame to get the NACA money back and get it conserved permanently, because it takes at least 2 years for the NACA monies to come in. And in this way, the temporary easement, the money, the land is conserved and setting there ready for the permanent easement. And the permanent easement will be a separate easement, but will probably mimic the temporary easements in a lot of our wording as such, but it will be a separate legal document.
Thanks. Other question? Larry Landry has a question.
Couple questions. I without knowing any details at all, I understand that the wetland regulations have been, pun intended, watered down. It is a little harder to become a wetland. And I wonder if there's any question about whether or not we'll qualify. And then related to that, and the reason I'm asking is it sounds like, are all of our eggs in this one basket, or are there other opportunities out there?
Other opportunities to conserve land around other
funding mechanisms besides this one?
There are a couple of other things. So this one is the best one because it provides they ask for they're allowed a lot of money. So I mean, we can go for you know millions of dollars and to do a permanent easement on this property is going to go into the millions. So it's made like by a million or two. So that's why we needed the NACA money, because we needed the big money to actually make this a permanent easement. There are other ones that we can piecemeal, and there are other options, but the NACA is the best one that we have for this. And we've talked to the manager here in Alaska, and she really likes this idea. She thinks it's a great, and you know, great, and that we have a really good chance because it is coastal. It is still coastal wetlands, even though there is idiostatic rebound. But because it's a coastal, it's on the river. It has you have salmon. You have there's so many different things that for this habitat that is such a beautiful piece of habitat, and it has so many ecosystem services. And then there's the community involvement. You have such a rich community involvement, and that is all the things that they want to do. They want to preserve land for public use, and that's. It's kind of like almost a perfect piece of land for this grant.
One quick follow-up too. I just wonder, is the money appropriated already? We have a new Congress and new administration. Yes. Without betraying any of my personal sympathies, concerns about whether the money might still be there in 2 years.
This one for this next year is basically our best chance is to do it this for this coming NACA. Next NACA round, I don't know, but we do have the money for this coming NACA grant. So yes, like this is the best chance for us to get it done.
Yep.
Okay. I've got one other question with regard to the areas that are going to be included. When Charles DeBuer filed his application for the accreted lands, that was 1985. Mm-hmm. And he was granted the lands to the high tide line at the time. There is this considerable amount of accreted land outside of that between there and Icy Passage and the river.
Yes.
And, so presumably you'll work to cover that as we look at least long term. Now, it's not part of the DeBuer property, so the lease to them wouldn't include that, but there is that land out there, and it's state of Alaska land now.
Yes. Yeah. And we've because we've been through that process. We kind of have a really well run process for getting accretion lands, because we've been doing it for the Mendenhall Refuge and the lands around the Mendenhall Refuge. So it might be that after we've got the permanent easement, that we might be able to look into that and see if we can, you know, add that the accretions to the easement. And that's something we're going to have to, you know, to obviously talk with the DeBoers, because it's their land, and they're the ones who are going to have to go and do the process, but we could help them do that.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's good to understand. Yeah. Other questions?
I would just add that we've got a bunch of ideas about how to proactively keep the community informed of what's happening. Part of which is asking the city to make web space available so that we can post current documents and reports and updates and all that, and maps, and have a place to point people to. And another one is to maybe look at enlisting some citizen volunteers to help with keeping people in the community informed, especially if they can point them at like a website to go look at accurate and reliable information. And Colleen has volunteered to help with getting an effort out there to make sure that we're proactively really trying hard to do better at keeping the public informed of what's going on and where we're at. So that's it. Mm-hmm.
Colleen,
he talked to me after 7 o'clock at night.
You were there.
Stephanie, any advice for us on how we do that?
No, I don't have. The things that we can help provide for that is if we have if we do that you know, Zoom meeting and we get a kind of an a map of where people have some, I guess, interest or some parts of the land that's really special to them, we can give that to you. And then the finished temporary easement, when that final document is signed and such, we can provide that to you. But like all the and the BDR, we could probably provide the BDR for to that too. But all the discussions and the reports that going back and forth between the DeBoers, we have to keep that in house because until the final, you know, the final document. So
true.
I don't know what all that what we'd want from us, but I mean we can probably provide some maps and when we finalize the BDR, we could do that. But I don't know what you would want from us. Maybe I'd ask that. What would you like want from us?
I guess if Susan can work with you
yes, that's fine. We can work with her.
Yes. Susan and Colleen are thinking in terms of ways to keep the public involved. She can bounce them off of you. Okay, is that good?
And I would love to do like the survey. We could put the, you know, the survey together and we put that on there so people can give us their inputs. We can, you know, generate a Zoom meeting. When's a good time? And we can think about that and talk with Susan about when that would be a good time to do that and have that for the public. And also, I also wanted to let you know that when we come out and do the BDR report, when we come out to do the survey, we can take a few people with us. So if somebody, obviously not a large group, but we even thought about maybe we might do like a half an hour. We can do a large group of people meet with us on the land and, you know, talk with them. But when we go around and do the survey, we can take a handful of people with us if they want to see how that works, how we do that.
Great. I have one final, this is Kathy Spreveler again.
Hi.
Hi. I have one final thought of my own, which is, this is all reminding me a bit of 30 years ago with the Gustavus Land Legacy Lands and TNC, the Nature Conservancy. And mm-hmm. This is like what we're talking about is very similar to our talks with them 30 years ago. And something that we've been dealing with in the last year was we kind of got forgotten because we handed over the reins, which I 100% agree that the city should not be the owners or the negotiators, you know, or the large funders for what we're mm-hmm. talking about. But I also want to make sure that we, the citizens and the city, don't somehow get forgotten of our role in all of this, you know, 20 or 30 years down from now too. And oh, guess what? Seal Trust decided to give these easements to whom knows who. Like,
yes.
How do we still retain not ownership, but how do we retain our partnership with you through the ages so that
our stakeholding?
Is just remembered somehow officially that we are at the inception of this, a partner of yours. Like, yeah, how do we retain that with still not having the city be an owner, I guess. Like, I just would like to make sure that we memorialize this.
Yes.
Because I'm sure we'll be involved, all of us individually, as helping with fundraising as well. And we'll be quite involved.
Yeah.
But how, yeah. So yeah, anyway, I just would like to just put that out there and that should somehow be lessons learned from something else we're dealing with right now.
I agree with you in that. And it's, well, obviously, you know, the DeBoers are going to be they're in Gustavus and there are still the landowners. We just hold the easement on it and that agreement will be between us and them. We will be out there every year meeting with community members while we do our monitoring and such. So it's not like we're just going to be doing this and then we're going to go away. We're going to be a partner that's going to be actually involved in, and you'll see us at least once a year, you know, coming and visiting. But then also, one of how the the conservation easement is drawn up, and I think this is really important to the De Beers, is that there is community. This is for the community.